What does the Old Testament of the Bible teach us specifically about same-sex activity? Is modern homosexuality condemned by God's judgment on Sodom? Why is the law to ancient Israel relevant to us today? The wicked and tragic city of Sodom. The most well-known historical references to homosexuality in Scripture are those of Sodom, a city noted for its great wickedness. Genesis chapter 13, verse 13, and chapter 18, verse 20. Though Abraham rescued its people in the process of saving his nephew Lot from an invading army, Abraham refused to have any dealings with the king of Sodom. Genesis chapter 14, verses 21 through 23. The Lord did not find 10 righteous people there, and therefore destroyed the city in a spectacular outpouring of fire and brimstone, visible for miles around. Genesis chapter 18, verse 32, chapter 19, verses 24 through 29. Genesis gives two indications of the wickedness that provoked this act of judgment. First, there was grave injustice. The Lord said, "The cry of the city has risen up to him." Genesis chapter 18, verses 20 and 21, and chapter 19, verse 13. The Hebrew root behind cry refers to shriek or scream, generally a call for help, and in many cases with the implication of a people oppressed and crying for justice. The prophet Ezekiel confirmed that the rich and powerful people in Sodom crushed the poor. "Behold, this was the iniquity of thy sister Sodom. Pride, fullness of bread, and abundance of idleness was in her and in her daughters. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty, and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw good." Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 49 and 50. The first sin of Sodom was pride, an arrogance that moves us to act as if we were independent from God and to use people for our own pleasure and glory. Second, there was sexual perversion in Sodom. When two angels appearing as men came to town and stayed with Lot, all the men of Sodom, both old and young, surrounded Lot's house and demanded, "Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us, that we may know them." Genesis chapter 19, verses 4 and 5. This was no innocent attempt to welcome the newcomers. Lot calls it a wicked act, verse 7. The Hebrew word "no" is used as a euphemism for sexual intercourse. Lot's reference to two daughters which have not known a man, that is, who are sexual virgins, verse 8, confirms that "no" in this context is sexual. Some may object that the men of Sodom sought to rape the visitors, and therefore their sin was not homosexual activity, but the violent abuse of power. Certainly rape was in view here, perhaps as an example of their proud oppression of people. However, the Genesis text has strongly sexual overtones. Later writers saw the sin of Sodom as sexual perversion. Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 50 notes that in addition to their proud oppression of others, the people of Sodom were guilty of abomination. Ezekiel did not explain what abomination he had in mind, but the word is closely associated with the metaphor of sexual sin in that chapter. Ezekiel makes much use of the book of Leviticus.